What happens when a beloved comedian risks everything to challenge the prevailing narrative? Rob Schneider's journey from SNL funny man to fierce free speech advocate represents a growing counter-movement against what he sees as dangerous cultural censorship. Drawing from his unique heritage, Filipino mother who survived World War II occupation, and Jewish-Ukrainian father who defied racial housing codes, Schneider developed an independent perspective that values individual expression over enforced consensus. Despite Hollywood's success, he's willing to risk industry blacklisting by questioning mainstream narratives on everything from COVID policies to cancel culture. His story reminds us that free expression isn't just about legal rights, but about the courage to face social and economic consequences for speaking uncomfortable truths. Throughout human history, the ability to speak freely has been remarkably rare. Of the estimated 108 billion humans who've ever lived, most never experienced this freedom. Even in ancient Athens, Socrates was executed for corrupting youth through philosophical questioning. America's 230-year First Amendment experiment represents a historical anomaly in a world where speaking truth to power typically resulted in severe punishment. This fragility becomes personal in Schneider's encounters with powerful figures, from Donald Trump's vindictive responses to scientists fearing career destruction for questioning COVID-19 origins. What's emerging is a form of soft totalitarianism where you're not imprisoned for wrong opinions, just made unemployable and socially ostracized. Comedians have long served as society's de facto intellectuals, voicing uncomfortable truths others fear to express. Masters like Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and Chris Rock mirror society's contradictions, helping audiences navigate confusion. This role has always carried risks, from Thomas Kidd's torture in Elizabethan England to Federico Garcia Lorca's execution during the Spanish Civil War. America's comedy pioneers faced similar persecution. Mort Sahl was marginalized after questioning the Warren Commission's Kennedy assassination findings. Lenny Bruce, ranked third greatest stand-up by Rolling Stone, met a darker fate. Arrested repeatedly for obscenity, he died suspiciously at 40, 8 months after conviction. One prosecutor later admitted, "We drove him into poverty and bankruptcy and then murdered him. We used the law to kill him." Though these events happened within living memory, today's climate of self-censorship suggests a troubling regression towards similar suppression. The conspiracy theorist label serves as a powerful tool to discredit critics without addressing their arguments. Originating from CIA document 1035-960, created to discredit Warren Commission skeptics, the tactic employs strategies still used today. Questioning expertise, suggesting financial motives, and implying mental instability. Schneider encountered these tactics during COVID when advocating against vaccine mandates. Media outlets attempted to discredit him through coordinated campaigns. When they tried using actress Selma Blair against him, she unexpectedly revealed her son's vaccine injury, a detail omitted from reporting. "The danger isn't in questioning narratives," Schneider writes, "but in self-censorship. This pattern extends to racial discourse, climate change, and gender issues, where scientific questions face suppression through social pressure rather than debate. Self-censorship now affects everything from academia to comedy." Schneider removed material about gender from his comedy special, fearing backlash. "The culture wars demand silence rather than humor," he notes. "Modern audiences hesitate to laugh openly, while performers like Chris Rock ban phones to avoid being taken out of context, and Tracy Morgan faces criticism over decontextualized jokes." Throughout history, crises have been exploited for political gain. The COVID pandemic revealed how readily people follow authority, even when rules defy logic, like removing masks while eating on planes. This hypocrisy was exemplified when Governor Gavin Newsom told Californians to keep your mask on in between bites while dining maskless at the French Laundry restaurant. The 1961 Milgram experiment demonstrated that 65% of people will follow authority figures' instructions even against their conscience, with subjects administering apparent fatal shocks simply because an authority figure insisted. This explains the COVID compliance, Schneider writes. Most people simply do what they're told. This blind obedience is particularly concerning given government history of unethical experimentation, from Operation Paperclip, bringing Nazi scientists to America, to the Tuskegee experiment where black men were secretly infected with syphilis. These examples inform Schneider's skepticism of government health directives. He argues that when fear overrides critical thinking, civil liberties can be quickly suspended and restrictions readily accepted. The entertainment industry's rating system exposes telling biases. Rob Schneider observed that movie ratings treat violence more permissively than intimacy. A woman being touched on clothed breasts earns an R rating, while her being stabbed there could get PG-13. This inconsistency reflects broader cultural values that normalize violence while restricting human connection. Certain viewpoints receive institutional protection while others face suppression, narrowing acceptable discourse and impoverishing cultural conversation. Even prominent directors like Judd Apatow criticize comedians for mocking our most vulnerable, a stance that assumes hierarchy and positions critics as superior protectors. This environment leads artists to self-censor, not from government decree, but from fear of social and economic backlash. Schneider offers hope alongside critique. People are hungry for opposing views, he writes, citing his sold-out shows nationwide. He praises Elon Musk as the last tech leader still fighting for free speech, even facing legal pressure from Brazil for refusing censorship. Standing up comes at a price, Schneider acknowledges, but the cost of not standing up for your freedom is much higher. While he enjoys making movies, ensuring his daughters grow up in a free society matters more. Dissent is democracy. Not allowing dissent is tyranny. Freedom of speech faces global threats, from Brazil's Supreme Court targeting critics to Scotland's hate speech laws against comedians. It's scary at first, he admits, of speaking out, but our founding fathers never said this would be easy. They risked everything. Citing Professor Matthias Desmith, Schneider explains that totalitarian systems require both elite propaganda and 20-30% public buy-in, working through isolation and fear. The solution? We have the control to resist by questioning anything designed to make us fearful. Your voice matters. In a world of algorithmic thinking and enforced consensus, human authenticity becomes revolutionary. Speaking your mind isn't about cruelty. It's about maintaining intellectual independence despite pressure to conform. Unlike ideological rigidity that demands permanent ostracism, genuine human connection allows for growth and forgiveness. Schneider credits his parents for teaching him to stand up for what's right and acknowledges supporters like Adam Sandler, whose friendship and generosity have been the honor of my career. He thanks his wife Patricia for standing by him when the walls were caving in and fighting for freedom beyond their home. To his critics, "You've only made me stronger. If you thought you could knock me down or shut me up, you picked on the wrong Filipino." The book's message transcends politics. When we surrender our authentic voice to avoid conflict, we lose something essential to our humanity. The courage to speak truth, with compassion but without fear, might be the most important legacy we can leave future generations.